Hey everyone, Eric Slater here from Epic Fails of History and Podcasters Assemble, a movie podcast. And this is the Super Switch Club. I've got a couple quick announcements for today, but first I wanted to give a huge shout out to each and every one of our supporters over on Patreon, including, but not limited to, the latest members of our DK Island Club, Keldronis from Twitch, Bill from the RPG Years, Josh Murphy from Mushroom Comics, and Michael Coleman from Mike's Unedited Let's Plays. In our 1-Up Mushroom League, we have Ben from Dragoon Effect, Brett from Skeleton House, Dallas, aka Caslo25 on Twitch, Douglas Gale from Game Game Pass, Elise Cripps from Australia, Jay from the Discord, Ross Disney, Ryan McPherson, aka Frost, and Troidal Power. And just a quick reminder, if you'd like to join in and help to keep this show going, you can pitch in over at patreon.com/thesuperswitchclub, where you can unlock all kinds of exclusive bonus content, early access to new episodes, and blooper reels. And if you sign up for our Triforce level tier, you can even pick which game we have to play next. Speaking of the Patreon, you can watch our first multiplayer test session on where we played Mario Kart Super Circuit for the Game Boy Advance. Now, just in case you're not currently following us on Discord or social media, I just wanted to announce that we're also currently taking entries for an emergency bonus episode on F-Zero 99, which just dropped on NSO a couple months back. As a huge fan of the F-Zero franchise, I figured this would also be a good opportunity to talk about the original SNES classic that started it all. Entries for that episode are due on Monday, November 13th. Submissions are always open over at probablywork.com/SuperSwitchClub, where you can find out how to be a part of this podcast. In the meantime, we've got plenty of other fun things planned in the coming months, including a review of Super Mario Wonder, a couple more Patreon bonus episodes which will be dropping here on the main feed, like our belated Tears of the Kingdom first impressions, and sometime next year we're hoping to finally do a podcaster's disassembled crossover to talk about the new Super Mario Brothers movie. And next we'll be starting up our NES bracket to decide which game we'll be playing for Season 7. So follow us on social media at Super Switch Club to keep up with all of that. We'll most likely be hosting the polls over on our Patreon page, but we'll have the votes themselves open to the public, so you don't need to be a paid member to vote.
Oh, hey, I forgot to nominate a NES game.
Are you nostalgic for a simpler time?
A time where controllers didn't have so many buttons.
A time where games weren't so overly complicated by so many plot devices.
Yeah.
Me too. I miss my NES.
Hi, I'm Bill, and I absolutely love old video games. But I didn't have anyone to play with, so I decided to start the Super Switch Club. That's right, a podcast dedicated to discussing and reliving the nostalgia of retro video games that are also on the Nintendo Online Virtual Library. Games like
Star Fox,
Super Mario World,
Kirby's Dream Land 3,
Echo the Dolphin,
Donkey Kong Country,
The Legend of Zelda,
Castlevania Bloodline,
Super Metroid,
Shining Force,
Balloon Fight,
Punch-Out,
Sonic 2,
F-Zero,
Banjo-Kazooie,
Tetris,
Pokemon Snap,
and so much more.
The Super Switch Club is a Podcasters Assemble style show from the We Can Make This Work, probably, podcast network.
A podcast where we peel away the veneer of nostalgia and play some unnecessarily difficult video games, just because our friends are playing them too.
So join us on the Super Switch Club, where you can relive the nostalgia of tearing your hair out over an NES game that loves to troll the shit out of you.
Fantastic. I'm thoroughly looking forward to this.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Best of all, you can too.
Head on over to probablywork.com/SuperSwitchClub now to learn more.
Relang.
I'm Jay.
This is Ben from Dragoon Effect.
Folks, this is Brett from Skeleton House. I got Jess with me.
G'day, it's Elise.
Hey everyone, it is Caslo.
This is Eric Slater from Epic Fails of History and Podcasters Assemble, a movie podcast.
Hello, Super Switch Club listeners. This is Mushroom Comics, or Josh, whichever you'd like to call me, from Mushroom Comics' audio-only Let's Plays.
I am Douglas Gale, co-host of an Xbox Game Pass podcast called Game Game Pass.
Hello, everyone. I'm Scott. I'm a streamer on Twitch over at twitch.tv/Scott_spot.
Varric Seston here once again.
Hey, this is Zach from the Neatcast, F and Cultured, and a bunch of probably work podcasts that I get tolerated by.
And today we're doing our nominations for which NES game we're playing for Season 7 of the Super Switch Club.
Bringing you my nomination for Season 7 of the Super Switch Club.
Super Switch Club NES Season.
And today, I'm here to give my nomination for our next NES game to play on the Super Switch Club podcast.
Today, I'm here to make my nomination for the next season of the Super Switch Club.
For Super Switch Club
Season 7.
I am sending in my nomination for the NES or NES, whichever you prefer to call it, season of Super Switch Club.
For the NES.
NES, Nintendo Entertainment System.
And it's time to choose our next game.
Here to make my NES pick for what we should play for the Nintendo next season.
For the NES season of the Super Switch Club.
It's my nomination for the whatever thing.
I guess I'm on this one too now, at least twice. So, yeah.
Go around number two.
This is the second NES season, but this is my very first nomination and I'm super excited.
Of the incredible Nintendo Entertainment System and play games like Duck Hunt or action-packed Hogan's Alley and high-flying Kung Fu.
When you get hold of the Nintendo Entertainment System, when you master Rob the Video Robot and meet the challenge of Gyromite, when you shoot the light-sensing zapper, when you play the system with the most arcade hits, you're playing with power! The Nintendo Entertainment System.
What's it like to play the Nintendo Entertainment System? It's like being on the ultimate power trip. You're playing exciting arcade hits like Super Mario Brothers, Karnov and other games like Breakthrough and Excitebike. Deluxe set comes as shown with two game packs, other games sold separately. Nintendo, now you're playing with power.
Despite this being our second NES season, this will be the first time we get to nominate and vote for an NES game.
Nominating a game for the NES season.
The first season, where we played Zelda 2, started off as a one-off project by Bill to get a bunch of people to play that game specifically as part of the golden years of RPGs he covers on another podcast.
We've made our first pass through all the consoles, and so we'll be starting our second run with another offering for the NES. Or is it technically third?
And today, we're nominating... What am I nominating?
This is my nomination for the NES season coming up for the Super Switch Club.
A platform which I have zero experience with.
Being a child of the late 80s, I grew up on Nintendo games, and I have no shortage of nostalgia for this console.
Yeah, I was a Atari 2600 kid.
Okay, so I don't know. I feel like everybody's always way more clever when it comes to their actual nomination episode, but I don't know what to say other than what I'm nominating and why.
With that said, let me take you back to the summer of 1988.
Hey, Jess, what Nintendo game should we play?
At this exact moment, I can no longer remember any Nintendo game.
Here's the list. Hold on.
These nine?
Yeah, choose one of these 50.
Not familiar with the catalog, except for the stuff that is inescapable in pop culture and gaming culture. Your Marios, your Zeldas, the things like that.
Oh my gosh, look at all these cool games like Wario's Woods and Punch-Out and Mario 3, and Star Tropics.
What are we doing this for?
This is for my buddy's Super Switch Club, where we play games you don't have to play.
But I still have to pick?
Yeah, you have to pick.
So it doesn't even matter? Damn it, I've been like making sure it would be a game I like this whole time. Let me choose something based off of like a goofy name or something.
Okay.
A friend of mine had just gotten the first issue of Nintendo Power, and I was looking at it at his house. On the cover was Nintendo's most recognizable character. He was carrying a carrot and running away from this crocodile lizard king or something. The most iconic game in the NES was getting a sequel.
All right, let's see. What do we got here?
I'm nominating games for the next season.
So I would like to nominate...
And my nomination is...
And my nomination is...
Super Mario Brothers 2.
Everybody play Kirby's Adventure.
I would like to nominate Donkey Kong Jr.
The original Metroid from 1986.
We should play Star Tropics.
The 1990 action-adventure video game.
Star Tropics for the NES.
And I am nominating Star Tropics.
Star Tropics.
Which, looking at the list of Switch games, I gotta go with Super Mario Bros. 3.
That's right. Samus Aran's very first appearance in all her 8-bit glory.
What's Double Dragon?
Double Dragon is a game where you're a guy and you punch guys on the street. And I think you have a buddy. And you punch... it's like a beat-em-up game. And I think at the end of the game, if you're playing with a buddy, the final boss is you have to fight your buddy.
What do?
You gotta fight to see who wins the girlfriend at the end.
What I did is I read through a list of someone's ranking of all of the NES games available through Nintendo Online.
What do I think will make you suffer the most?
Hell yeah.
There's quite a selection of games for the NES library. Some good, some bad, and some that are just odd.
Mappyland.
Mappyland is a... I think it's like a platformer? Yeah, where you play as a mouse, I guess?
It's a website, so it's a team of people, so it's not just one random person. It's five random people. So you average out some of the randomness there.
What's Cuckoo Land?
Cuckoo Land is a puzzle game where you have a little guy, and he spins around pillars, kind of, and you have to, like, make an image that's hidden.
How do you know this without having to, like, click it?
I know what Cuckoo Land is. Yeah, look at this guy. It was in Animal Crossing. So you spin around these guys and you pass through these bars and they show up.
But looking them over, I've noticed that there's one that sticks out to me that seems rather interesting. And frankly, I've been wanting an excuse to play it.
And just trying to get a sense of like, okay, if I had an NES at the time, what is the kind of game that would have appealed to me?
I like that the one's called Scat.
I knew you would latch on that one a little bit.
You know me so well. Like, uh-huh. We've been together for 12 years.
And I can see maybe why I didn't have an NES, because almost none of them.
Yeah, Scat is funny.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
And so my official nomination for Season 7 is going to be the 1988 title, Blaster Master.
What's Blaster Master?
Developed and produced by Sunsoft.
Blaster Master is a game where you lose your frog, and you gotta go find him, and you get a tank, and you go underground.
Hmm. Nintendo Power dedicated 20 pages to the cover game, and this included a full list of enemies, gameplay mechanics, full maps of the first two worlds.
This game is actually fun.
I mean, this thing, it's a classic.
And a poster that showed the four playable characters participating in track and field events.
I've seen this title crop up in several top NES games tier lists, and it always seems to be regarded rather favorably, and is often considered to be one of the console's hidden gems.
Can I see a picture?
Why should you vote for Metroid, you may ask? To quote President John F. Kennedy, we do these things not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
I was going to nominate Donkey Kong 3 or Fire and Ice.
What's Fire and Ice?
I don't know what Fire and Ice is. Hold on, let's figure it out. Okay, it's Solomon's Key 2. It's the prequel to Solomon's Key. It is also known as Fire and Ice.
Nah, dog, I don't want to play a prequel.
You want to play a prequel?
Yeah.
No, it's the... Oh, it is a prequel. Okay.
Because Fire and Ice looked really fun, but I thought we probably wouldn't be lucky enough to have two good games in a row.
It looks like a puzzle game where you, like, bomb rocks or something? I'm not sure.
So then I thought, oh, Donkey Kong 3, you know, that seems like it should be fun. But then after looking up Donkey Kong 3, I thought I didn't really want to play another shooting game, especially one where you shoot Donkey Kong up the,
What really makes this game stand out is the fact that it offers two completely different styles of gameplay.
This gave insight to how the characters would differ in abilities.
Star Tropics, my favorite NES game of all time.
It came out way at the end of the NES life cycle.
I think I had some friends when I was younger that told me it was a great game. It's an action adventure, takes place on an island. It looks like for an NES game, there's a significant story to it.
Star Tropics is kind of a cult classic.
It's just something I've always like wanted to give a shot.
I really like platformers now. Did not care for them at the time.
So much of of the material from Mario Brothers, for any of the movies, not just the most recent one, a lot of it was from World, but so much became true canon in Super Mario Brothers 3.
I had had some experience with one of the Marios, maybe on the Super Nintendo, and I fucking hated that piece of shit game. I did not like it. Even a little bit. I'd love to play it now. I still have never gone back to it. Because I have since come to really appreciate platforming as a game genre. And I haven't played a lot of them, but, you know, I've played my fair share and I enjoy it. So that was just like youthful ignorance, wholeheartedly rejecting the totality of a genre based on some bad experience.
Mario is running a race on the track, implying that he's the fastest. Luigi is doing the high jump. Princess Peach, or Princess Toadstool as she was called back in the day, was doing the long jump. And Toad was throwing the shot put, which I would eventually find out is because he can pick up and throw items faster than everyone else.
I mean, Super Mario 2, that's a whole other thing. But 3, come on.
It wasn't even Mario that had turned me off to platforming. I don't remember what it was. Maybe just being dumb.
Okay, well, scratch that out the list.
What's Wario Woods?
Wario's Woods is a, it's like a Tetris-y game, I think, where you play. Yeah, let's go look at the picture.
I like pictures.
Pictures are nice. Yes, you like drop shit down a hole. It's like, maybe it's like Dr. Mario, maybe? I don't really know. I think you gotta like match the fruit up.
So yes, I would like to nominate Donkey Kong Jr.
I originally, when I was younger, bought it for $1 at a garage sale and had an absolute blast.
Now, I've never been able to beat the original Metroid for the NES, but that's where the Switch's Rewind feature comes in.
My banjo bestie is the only person I know who has played anything on an NES. I've never played an NES, I don't think, at all. I thought I had, but I've only played Mario Kart, and after doing some research, I have realized that Mario Kart was only on the SNES.
Anyways, back to my nominations. I think what I would have liked at the time would have been role-playing games, because that's kind of what I was playing on my Amiga. That's what I was playing on my PC when I had that. I was really into, like, computer RPGs, wizardry. Not Baldur's Gate. What the fuck was that? Was it Baldur's Gate? Yeah, Baldur's Gate. Those kinds of games. That's what I liked. Anything that was, like, D&D adjacent, that was for me. So looking through this list, long, rambly story short, I think it's called Crystallis?
I don't even know. Oh, hey, would it be okay if we played Ghosts and Goblins?
It's still going to be hard as fuck, but at least those save states will give us a fighting chance. And this would be a good incentive to finally cross that one off my bucket list.
I remember when the game came out, my dad took me to the local movie and game rental store, Videos to Go in Scaghtikoke, New York.
That seemed the kind of thing, the box art probably would have drawn me in, hearing that it was like a role-playing game, perhaps fantasy, perhaps with some sci-fi tinge as well. Definitely, that's the kind of thing that I would like.
We get that classic dungeon music. We get the airships. We get the Koopalings. We can finally pick up turtles and chuck them, not just stomp on them one time. We get to change into different costumes. We get tanukis. We get frog suits.
And I actually recently picked this up at a convention, like a retro convention.
It's very inspired by Zelda, which seems to fit perfect with this podcast.
So I own the game, even though I'm not sure I will play it that way, other than emulation.
The game follows the main character, Jason, as he chases his pet frog, Fred, into a cavern deep within the earth.
But you play as a frog that goes underground.
You lose your frog, so you go underground, and then you find a tank, I think.
And there he comes across the armor tank Sophia, which is designed to battle radioactive mutants that can be found deep underground.
But do you find your frog?
Probably, I hope.
Is that the goal of the game?
I think so.
It's a 2D action-adventure game made by Nintendo for the NES and released in 1990 in North America and Europe.
And it was made to appeal to a Western audience.
But we'll see.
It was never released in Japan, and it was never intended to be released in Japan. It was made for Western audiences.
So instead of a sword and shield, your character wields a yo-yo. And your weapon is a yo-yo!
Yeah.
You get to use a yo-yo as a weapon.
Who the hell actually used a frog suit? I think I used it in like 2 levels, but it's still, we got it. You get all these fun suits.
So the Eddie thing I play on this is going to be brand new for me, so I'm pretty excited.
A yo-yo!
And like the coolest comic book character in the world, Mike Allred's Madman, also uses yo-yos as a weapon.
I was nearly flying out of the seat of the car because I couldn't hold back my excitement.
A yo-yo!
I mean, just the fact that Star Tropics is in that yo-yo weapon club should tell you how awesome it is.
And I'm even more excited knowing that it can't be Zelda 2, because I did actually have a crack at that for about 3 minutes, and then that was enough.
Now, while inside the tank, the game takes the form of your typical side-scrolling platformer, but in the on-foot sections where you control Jason directly, the game transitions into these top-down, almost Zelda-like dungeon sections. And that shift in gameplay honestly sounds like a lot of fun. Progression is non-linear, meaning you travel back to earlier areas to get further in the game, and you receive various upgrades to kit out your tank as you complete each dungeon.
It was produced, written, and directed by Genyo Takeda, who developed the Punch-Out games for Nintendo also.
We secured a copy, and when I got home and popped it into the NES, it was as cool and awe-inspiring as I expected.
It goes on this grand, sprawling adventure.
So yeah, I think there's enough variety here to keep things interesting, and I feel like everyone would have a good time playing this.
The only other game I can think of that uses a yo-yo as a weapon is Earthbound.
I really wanted to nominate Earthbound Beginning, because I've heard great things about that series.
I can't remember if Mother 3 does, but Earthbound does for sure, and Earthbound is one of the best games ever made also.
I know the third one's not easily available, so that's kind of holding me back. And I heard this one isn't as good as the second one. It's got its problems. But when I look at it, the cover art is just like some little kid in a striped shirt and a hat. There's no f***ing way I would have played that game at the time. Not even could have had the highest praise in the world. That box art would have just been thumbs down for me, because like I said, I was a real shithead idiot at this point in time in my life. I'm not much better now, but at least I can appreciate that a game like Earthbound might be better than its cover lets on.
I also learned because of this game that the Southern Hemisphere sees different stars than the Northern Hemisphere, because where we have things like the North Star and the Aurora Borealis, they have something called the Southern Cross. That was really cool to learn about.
Absolutely beside the point. I'm not nominating Earthbound. Someone might. I'll play it on my own.
Plus, I have only ever played one Donkey Kong game, and it was Donkey Kong 64, because, of course, I'm the Nintendo 64 tragic. And I would like to play a Donkey Kong game that doesn't mean I have to go and backtrack 6,000 times to do the same thing as 5,000 different characters. So, yeah, vote for baby Donkey Kong. I mean, Donkey Kong Jr.
Everybody play Kirby's Adventure. It's not only the best NES game, it's like the best video game since forever. Anybody that doesn't vote for it, certified goofball.
The setting was wildly different from the first game, and unlike anything we've seen since. There's a good reason for this, but I'm going to save that for the first episode of the season, because I know everyone's voting for this.
After all, it seems like the listeners really like to hear us bitch and complain about super tough games like Zelda 2, Echo the Dolphin, and Wild Guns, so why not pick one of the hardest old-school retro games from the OG Famicom era?
The game follows Mike Jones. He's a high school baseball star from Seattle.
The protagonist's name is Mike.
You get to play as Mike!
And he travels to the islands of the South Seas to visit his archaeologist uncle, Dr. Jones.
There's the villain's name is Zoda.
But Dr. Jones went missing, and the indigenous chief of the first island Mike lands on helps him out by giving him a cool yo-yo, and then I think his uncle's robot helps him find Dr. Jones's submarine.
And all the towns in the game end with cola, because what does America love? Sugary drinks that make you fat.
And yeah.
And from there, it just develops into like a super quirky fun time.
Now, Blaster Master was successful enough to warrant not only 2 sequels, but a couple of spin-off games as well. And later on down the road in 2017, it wound up getting rebooted as Blaster Master Zero, which in and of itself spawned an entire trilogy. I myself have played a few hours of the first Blaster Master Zero and quite enjoyed what I played of it, so it'll be interesting to go back and see where it all started.
And so much of my childhood was just spent playing this game and trying to beat it, which I did a few times. But man, that castle near the end in Bowser's World, man, that castle f***ing sucks. all the different doors and shit. Anyways.
What's the lost levels?
The lost levels is Super Mario Bros, except for it's Super Mario Bros 2, except for it's not what we got as Super Mario Bros 2. It's Super Mario Bros, but real f***ed up and hard.
Have you ever played it?
I played it.
Did you like it?
It's Mario. It's fun. It's just real f***ed up and hard.
Would it be mean if I chose that one just because you said it's f***ed up and hard?
That'd be kind of funny.
Okay. I'll do it for the joke.
Anyways.
Donkey Kong Jr. Woo! Let's go, buddy. We gotta save your dad. Save Donkey Kong!
Definitely pick Star Tropics.
I don't know too much about it other than, you know, it's a first-party Nintendo game. It's kind of like a hidden gem from what I understand.
So, yeah, everybody go vote for Star Tropics. I guarantee you, you'll enjoy it.
Do you save him from Mario? Is that who we're saving him from?
Vote for Metroid.
Super Mario Brothers 3. That's my vote for the Super Switch Club next season.
Ghosts and Goblins.
Everybody play Kirby's Adventure.
So let's get ready to play the American version of Zelda, Star Tropics.
So there you have it. We'll see what wins the vote.
May the votes ever fall in your favor, dear Super Switch Club.
I don't know. I hope there's a little bit of story, because the tiny little bits of pictures and the very small bit of video that I watched just to see what kind of game it was just doesn't really give much away. So I hope we get some story, and I'm looking forward to anything that we get to play. As long as it's not Donkey Kong 3, because that looked kind of boring. Anyway, vote for Donkey Kong Jr.
To this day, this is my favorite Mario game, and I really hope we get to play this in the podcast.
Everyone go vote for Star Tropics for Season 7 of the Super Switch Club.
And with that, I certainly hope all of you out there would like to listen to us play through Blaster Master as much as I would. It's kind of like you're getting two games in one.
I've been Elise, and I look forward to playing something new next season. So, Donkey Kong Jr.
No one's going to vote for whatever game I'm nominating now, but I've done it.
And if Star Tropics doesn't win, I guess I kind of hope Crystalis wins.
Crystal something. Crystalis.
That's probably my favorite RPG for the NES.
Crystal, the wine drinking game. That's what I'm nominating.
All right, you're right here first, motherfuckers. Super Mario Bros. The Lost Levels is my nomination for Super Switch Club NES season go around number 2, season 7.
But there is one important thing that makes Star Tropics just so much better than Crystalis. And besides, like, just how quirky it is that you get to use a yo-yo as a weapon.
Thanks for editing everything together once again, editors.
Vote for Donkey Kong Jr.
Or Kirby. I'm good with Kirby.
Anybody that doesn't vote for it, certified goofball.
So thank you all again for your continued patronage, and be sure to cast your vote on Spotify when the poll goes live. See you next season.
This has been Scott, and I'll catch you guys next time on the Super Switch Club for the NES.
I don't know what number season you're on. I have no idea. This isn't Podcasters Assemble. I don't keep track. I just listen.
And I'll see you in Season 7.
This is Zach from Neatcast and Evan Cultured and Podcasters Assemble and all the other ones.
Until then, have fun.
And with that, I'll catch you later.
Peace.
I don't even know if Crystal is wine.
Anyways, this has been me entering my entry, my submission, my nomination. The thing. Super Mario Brothers 3. Eric, do whatever. Is this good enough? Eric and or Frost? Frost or Eric? Do I have to do anything else? It's been like 2.5 minutes and I don't know what to say.
It can't be champagne. That's got to be from that special part of France. Jesus, just stop. Just stop. Just stop.
I hope that's all you need. So, yeah, that's my vote.
Vote for Metroid.
Let's just play something good, not like Metroid.
Bye-bye!
This has been a presentation of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
@ Probably Work for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.
Like, I'm in the middle of eating my yogurt.
I'm sorry.
Hey,
Ah, hell, hey. All right, here we go. Check, check, 1, 2.
Hello, Super Switch Club. I am Douglas Gale, co-host of an Xbox Pat.
I hope you pare that 9 minutes down to, like, not 9 minutes.
Yeah, I thought this would take, like, I thought this would take, like, 30 seconds.
There's, like, 50 of them.
Okay, Eric, here's a submission. Or Frost, maybe this is you. I apologize. I don't know who. It's one of you guys, and you do a glorious job. Whichever one it is, I love your edits.
It has a really, like, it was made.
Here to nominate? Is that what I'm doing?
What's Tecmo Bowl?
Tecmo Bowl is football. Well, not football. Hold on, it's American football.
What's American football?
The one where they tackle each other.
What's the other football?
Soccer. Okay. I just like saying football.
I don't think this will surprise you, given what I've been on about in the Discord. But I think, hear me out, I think that we should be playing River City Ransom.
I thought you'd see Skett and be like, yeah, go play Skett.
Well, I didn't, well, it sounds kind of lame, though.
Special cybernetic attack team?
Yeah, but, like, is it going to be, like, Call of Duty kind of?
On the NES? And
just imagine little army guys running around in 2D.
That sounds
That's
bad.
Just not my vibe.
I got Donkey Kong, and now I'll get you too, Junior.
I'm Donkey Kong Jr., and that's my papa. I'm trying to save him, and boy, do I need your help.
Nintendo's Donkey Kong Jr., the arcade game, is now the Super Home video game.
Save your papa, huh? Save yourself first.
He's chasing me with snapping jaws, and I could fall.
Help Donkey Kong Jr. save his papa on your ColecoVision, Atari 2600 VCS, or Intellivision video game system.
Yeah, I was a Atari 2600 kid, had an Intellivision.
And it was made to appeal to a Western audience.
Maybe I got my Amiga 500 after that. Can't quite remember. Oh, I had a TI-99-4A. For any of you old heads out there.
Entry? Nomination. That's it. Nomination. That's what this is going to be.
Shout out to the TI. Woohoo! Tunnels of Doom, baby.
Yeah, it's really similar to Streets of Rage, but it's on my brain. And if it's on my brain, it should be on everyone else's.
Okay, I gotta look it up. Dude. I almost Google image searched Skat.
Don't know if I count. I only joined the Patreon today.
And apparently, all the towns in the game end in the name. And all the.
What am I doing? Wildly off track.
I'll back off the mic a little bit. Okay, here you go. The super switchy nomination thing.
Yes. NES, Nintendo Entertainment System.
My vote, Super Mario Brothers 3 for Super Switch Club.
And this is my monkey.
Game players everywhere, please help me save my papa.
Let's try that again.
All right, we're done. We're done here.
If you're a fan of this podcast and want to keep this show going,
help support us on Patreon,
where you can unlock tons of great content like
early access to ad-free episodes,
behind-the-scenes clips,
extended cuts,
blooper reels,
bonus episodes,
and a chance to pick the game we play next.
Join our 1-Up Mushroom League,
our exclusive DK Island Club,
or the Hylian Royal Family with the power of the Triforce. Just head on over to patreon.com/thesuperswitchclub.
Link is in the show notes.